Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Singing. Why can't we be happy?
What's the religion that doesn't like singing? Southern Baptist? No.
Am I converting? I sing the great.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I'm converting to something.
Well, the Quakers don't sing.
I love their oatmeal. I'm in.
Jennifer Horn.
Where's Wilford Brimley? Sign me up.
And Roberta Fasanelli here on the Good Day program with me, Doug Steffen. And then there's Ken Kessler, who's monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, to tell everybody, to tell the world how great the deals were on Amazon Prime Day. Kenny, would you like to bring around, we've been having this conversation, so we'll bring it back around to the surface because Roberta's here and she's the queen of cheap. She did a good job saving money on Amazon Prime Day. Apparently, she was the only one. Jennifer's been slamming it. Kenny says it was worthless. So what are some of the other comments about this event, Kenny?
Well, this really kind of encapsulates it. Alexander says, Prime Day looks like a cheap garage sale, more so than a Black Friday competition.
Really?
Huh.
That's what it was. It was hyped as Black Friday, right?
Yeah, and people signed up for Prime membership to take part in the sale. And if I had done that, I mean, I was already a Prime member, so I don't care that this sale didn't do me any good. But if I had signed up for it, I would have been mad. Ooh.
So there were deals on granny panties. An extra long shoehorn, an airplane seatbelt extender,
yes.
Baby wipes, Tupperware.
Yes.
So like a garage sale.
I got some great stuff.
Really?
I mean,
for example?
I have to say, let's see what I got. I got a universal travel adapter that I needed. I got some memory cards. I got a Bissell portable carpet cleaner.
Really?
I got a Life Straw personal water filter.
How much did you spend? How much did you spend?
I don't know. Probably about $300 or $400.
So
oh
isn't
my
that,
gosh,
that
rich.
Was the that was the
I've got
thing.
I've got a Garmin Vivo Fit for what did I get it for?
$63.
What is
the
that?
The thing that measures, you know, your activity for the day.
Oh, I have one of those. It's a Fitbit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
so
a Fitbit. I got some great
under the
deals.
Circumstances. Let's think this through for a moment. If Roberta spent $300 or $400, the average person going in there normally, when's the last time you used Amazon to buy something, Roberta?
Tuesday, July 21st.
That's next week.
Yeah, you're a little early on that one.
Oh, that's it arriving. I'm sorry, that's arriving. I'm sorry, July 14th. I'm looking at the orders right now. I'm sorry. You're arriving Tuesday, July 21st. So,
I have
the 14th.
I have a lady in my life who loves...
The day before.
You and Meredith have never met, but you would have a great conversation about buying online.
Before I buy anything, if I need something, I go onto Amazon first just to see what they've got.
Really?
First of all, because I have Prime, so it doesn't... I don't have to pay shipping. I hate paying shipping.
Oh, is that what... I just buy books and CDs and stuff there. That's
but you
it.
Get access to, you know, if you have Prime, you get all the movies, too. You don't need Netflix. You have the movie. You get all the movies.
I just bought my groceries. Amazon has a service in certain areas called Amazon Fresh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so yesterday when I came home, because this is how my life has become. I don't even have time to go grocery shopping anymore.
So you had
I came home, and there were green bags with Amazon Fresh. I had my groceries waiting for
did
me.
Did the rest of the neighborhood empty the bags out before you got home?
You're right.
So far, so good. I think I got everything. I got the eggs. I saw the blueberries or blueberries.
All right.
And
so
then you get things like toilet paper and paper towels delivered on, you know, every
right,
month.
You
at
calmed
the same
down.
Time.
So you had a good day on Amazon Prime.
I had a great day.
Let me keep going here.
So everybody's, you know,
one
pissing and moaning about.
That's why I love her, folks. You understand. So you have Prime membership. And it costs you $99 to be in Prime, right?
Right. Free shipping in 2 days.
So did you save $99 over what you might... The thing that I'm feeling...
Absolutely.
I'm looking at the Walmart sort of counterpunch here. They launched their own online sales unit. And they were taunting Amazon about, and people who belong to Prime, well, you better come to Walmart because you can buy better stuff over there. Did anybody actually compare what they were selling on Walmart's website
never
versus...
Never went to Walmart.
No.
Okay. But Walmart goes on for like the next month, so...
Right, is it? So, Kenny, what else have you got from our listeners? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show.
Jenny says, not impressed by the Amazon Prime Day offers. Not sure it could possibly be more confusing. And where are the 40-inch TVs?
Well, you know, they kept offering things, and you had to, like, get in on it really quickly. There were a couple of things that I missed out on because I wasn't there when they immediately came up, so I couldn't press that
button. So this was, it was not an all-day thing. For some items, it was just there, and you had to be lucky enough to be on.
They came up, and they had a
certain. What would be an example of that, Roberta?
Oh, I don't remember what it was. It was a couple of things. I don't exactly remember. But you had to be there and to press the buy button and otherwise forget it.
Right. All right. Well,
it'd be like being online, Doug.
Yeah.
Being online on Black Friday and running into Walmart to get the 40-inch TV to find out that, you know, there were 20 people ahead of you that already grabbed it.
Mm. And you just got trampled.
Right. You just got trampled. Same thing, basically.
So it's the bait and switch. When you go into the stores versus you don't do bait and switch when it's online. Is that what you're saying, in a sense?
Well, it's just that they have a limited number of products, you know, at that price, that if you're lucky to get in on it early, you get it. If not, you don't.
You're talking about going to the store. But if you go online...
But it was the online equivalent.
Oh, okay. So online...
Standing online. And
when you buy this sort of thing, there still may be limited quantities. It's like going to Home Shopping Network or QVC or something. They're only...
It's limited quantities.
X number of... Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Got it. All right. By the way, how do those... Because I've spent a lot of time talking to my pals, Eiko Stankura and John Cremens, who are highly touted in the world of home shopping. And I wonder sometimes when you see these Amazon Prime, I wonder what those guys did to counter this. This is such amazingly big business. I'm not connected to this world at all because I'm not a buyer. I'm not a shopper. I get things when I need to. So I'm not usually, I'm probably not ever tantalized by promotions or, you know, get me, go over here and spend the money, save 30% on this furniture, as not on somebody else I know who loves that sort of thing. I just don't, I don't identify with that crowd. And so when these guys tell me how much money, how big the business is on home shopping and quality, the value, the QVC, it fascinates me that people have this much time, A, to look and scrutinize what might be for sale, and they have this much discretionary income or money to spend to buy this stuff. We're talking about companies that do billions of dollars in business a year. Amazon did $1 billion in business.
Wow. On what? I just don't understand what they would have sold.
You're looking.
I know you had to pump
this up.
Shoehorn extension.
They pumped this up, and people bought into it. That's really, Kenny, what it is. It's PR, right? I mean, it's not what's there when you get there. It's the sizzle before the steak. Steak may taste terrible, but the sizzle, you smell it cooking, and oh, wow, that smelled good. So that's really, I think that's what they did here.
Yeah,
right.
But they made $1 billion, so who's the smart one here?
God love them. They're stuck.
Wish I had thought of it. You know what? Today's Prime Day at my house.
Yeah, Jennifer Orm Prime. 15 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Well, the queen of the official Queen of Cheap Report coming up in a moment here on Good Day. Meanwhile, Provia, the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, wants you to know it is time. It is time. Now is the time for you to work on the causes of hair leaving your head. If you're saying goodbye to your hair, you watch it go down the shower stall or it comes out in the sink when you brush your hair, don't do that anymore. Call this number, 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319 for Provia. Get your hair back or get your money back. 800-525-8319. Give them a buzz now and see what you can do to bring your hair back quickly. 800-525-8319.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. on the hardest to find Harleys. In 1977, the production numbers of 299 units alone make the bike unique. This motorcycle seriously flew the red flag on the gas tank. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The Man!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. ABM can remember the uproar in the late 70s over the introduction of Harley's most controversial motorcycle ever, the Confederate. The 997cc model sold with an MSRP of $3,127, a seven banger, which if perfect, brings 20 large. Owing to Southern Rock, the Confederate flag on the gas tank was less of an impediment to sales than outright poor quality and construction from bowling ball manufacturer AMF. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Work-life balance remains elusive for many professionals today. How can you get a little more downtime even when you're super busy?
Look in your pockets. This tip comes from Jacqueline Smith with Forbes. We all have little pockets of personal time throughout the day.
Make the most of them to avoid burnout and enjoy the moments of your life.
For example, you can daydream on your commute to and from work. Give your mind a little break by letting it wander where it wants.
When the weather's nice, why not take 5 minutes between projects to get out of the building and go for a walk?
Focus on nature's beauty. Take in the sights, the sounds, and the smells.
So pick your own pockets for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The Man!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that your music choices speak volumes about your personality? Here's what your musical tastes say about you and, of course, the social science of it. Is country music your favorite? Well, you're athletic and reliable. Are you into rock? You're social but easily stressed. Is pop your thing? Well, you're friendly but sometimes have difficulty getting your point across. Are you a classical music lover? You're reflective and complex with a gift for language. Finally, jazz. You got it all. You're outgoing, social. You're easy to talk to. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, humans use all sorts of Facebook-esque things like music, movies, and books to help us predict another's personality. But get this, these superficial things cannot predict emotional stability. That you gotta find out the hard way. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Hi, Roberta. What do we have?
You think that you have some lost money going around that you want to find? Well, folks, I'm going to tell you how to find money that may be due you or due to your friends or your family or your dog.
Due to my friends, I'm
website.
Broke.
There's a website. Try. I want you to go on it right now, Doug. Go on to this website.
All right,
it's
ready.
Called unclaimed.org. Unclaimed, UNCLAIMED, unclaimed.org. And then you'll see a map of the United States. Click on your state. And then you'll see a page that says search for individual and put your name and put in your last name and put in your first name. They don't ask you for your social security number. They don't ask you for your address, just your name and your state. And they will tell you if there is money due you. Now, I was absolutely shocked.
Due me? Yeah.
Yes, do you. I was absolutely shocked. I actually came up for my parents that I found out. They're deceased, and I found out that, oh, my gosh, there is money due them.
Okay, and what's this website again?
It's called unclaimed.org, UNCLAIMED.org.
All right, so this when I did this, what yep. came up was missingmoney.com, another website. That's the
no.
same thing. Huh?
It should be unclaimed.org. You didn't go onto the right website.
I put in unclaimed.org and I came up with missing money.
It should not.
For me.
Maybe you spelled it wrong because
you spelled it
wrong.
Right.
Unclaimed.org.
Yeah, you spelled it
so
wrong.
So you may want to check
right,
your
but the point
spelling.
Here is that you can go to these websites and locate money that might be yours if you click on the right state.
And you'd be surprised. And you could click on all the states. You never know. You may have a refund from another state.
So there's a way of saving money right there. Found money.
Right there. Found money.
Queen of cheap.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
You're our guest here when you're listening to the Good Day program. We're happy to have you along. For sometimes it's a ride if you're in your car, it's company if you're home, or something to make the workday go a little bit faster. That's all cool. This is the anniversary of the passing of singer Harry Chapin. Died in a car crash on the Long Island Expressway, if I remember correctly, Roberta, right?
Absolutely correct.
Yep, this date, 1981. His hit songs included Taxi, the song W.O.L.D., remember that? And The Cat's in the Cradle, all million sellers. He was a champion of the hungry and the homeless, organized a massive effort to provide food for the needy in New York. This was his legacy. His work continues, I think. Some other performers have kept all of this going. He was 43, 44. He was doing his driving a Volkswagen or something pretty small. I remember seeing the picture.
He hit a truck or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he lost control of the car.
Yeah.
I listened to the lyrics of these songs.
She just looked out the window. She said 16 parks I stay.
This song Sniper, I'm curious as to.
I don't remember that either.
Monday morning,
it's prolific though.
Sun is becoming bright on the land. No one is watching as he comes a walking to focus suitcases hang in his hands.
Anybody remember this?
Heads towards the tower.
No. Yeah, this is back in the day, though, of songwriters. These old stories.
Oh, great stories.
Storytellers.
Yep.
And there used to be a show on VH1 called Storytellers.
Yeah.
And they would kind of go into the background of how the song
that
became
cool
to be.
That was a cool show.
It was very cool. But, I mean, country music, you hear stories told nowadays, but not so much in pop music anymore.
So we remember Harry Chapin fondly and the things he contributed to the world, as we will when Roberta Fasanelli passes. We're going to remember her and her contributions to the world. For example,
you're going to be just fine.
The story of protecting bananas that Roberta has researched.
She is an advocate for the bananas. In fact, her tagline is "Free the bananas."
I'm not sure that that's her tagline.
You don't want to go there.
No.
What is this thing that we did? Roberta found this banana protector. It's like a plastic case you can put your bananas in.
It's not new.
Yes,
she has
been on
banana bunker, and we will reserve comment on it. If you really want to see what it looks like, go to bananabunker.com. And depending on how your brain works, you'll either laugh
multiple uses.
You'll either laugh hysterically, or you'll be absolutely appalled. Or you're going to say, "Gee, maybe I want one of these."
Kind of stuff. I just want the audience to know how Roberta spends her time. She also sent me and everybody else a story about how UFOs in the skies over Wales. How the government is handling the dissemination of this information. Apparently, in the British media anyway, the answer was published in Klingon.
What happened is it was the government in Wales that somebody sent a question to the government regarding UFOs.
Yeah.
So someone in the government offices, because apparently Klingon has evolved into an actual language, Klingon, which is that race of people in Star Trek.
Yes.
And somebody has actually created an actual language, and the government of Wales answered the person in Klingon.
Klingon. Klingon. They're Klingons, not Kleons. They're Klingons.
Just give Roberta her time.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out about your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Today's a good day. I live up to my reputation. Today's a good day. To free us up as a combination. No matter what you say.
Combination.
Caitlyn Jenner in the focus here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. She's Roberta.
Hero.
And according to whom?
Right.
Everybody.
Really? I don't know why. Why should she be a hero? She's going to make millions, hundreds of millions of dollars going to be made on this caper before it's all done. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio. It is. That's what it is. All right, so anyway, she said, picking out this outfit. Okay, girls, I get it.
The Versace that she wore, right?
Yeah, and why the red carpet is harder than the decathlon, as she went in to accept the Arthur Ashe Courage Award at the ESPYs. It's okay, girls. It should be hard. How do you change your whole vocabulary and your whole outlook?
But she has not changed her voice yet.
Yeah.
No.
Is her voice still
sounds like
she's saying, okay, girls, like Bruce Jenner. It's just really weird.
Oh. Well, the whole thing is weird, isn't it?
Yes.
Under the surface.
I'd like to see her compete in a decathlon again. That would be fun.
Yeah. But at 60?
In the Versace.
In the Versace, right.
Really?
That would be cool.
The
high jump.
Yeah.
Heels right. And a dress.
Yeah. Netflix's earnings came out. For those of you who are binge people, I have become sort of a binge person. They added more than 3 million new subscribers. Shares in the company went sky high. They said they will start spending a lot more money next year on things like original shows and movies and things.
The profits were actually down because they're investing a lot more
in their product. Right, exactly. So where does Amazon come in on all of this? Again, they're offering the same, about the new original shows being put on Amazon. Jennifer, don't I remember that? You were talking about that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anyway. I see a tweet here, #GoBackToSleep. referencing some of the movies that have been available on Amazon because they don't have the source yet, like Netflix does. Where did Netflix movie money come from at first? Anybody know?
How did they get funded?
I don't know where they first got funded.
Yeah, remember CNN got started by Michael, not Michael Metter. Michael went to jail. Michael.
Oh yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Two M's, Michael. That Michael. Anyway, he had junk bonds, and he created the money to start CNN. Created the money to start one of the airlines. I think it was. I'm pretty sure. It was that startup airline that flies out of Denver, begins with an F, Frontier. That's what it is.
So far we've played the right. Yes, the airline game. Yes, the name of the guy who started CNN. Yeah. I love this. Do I win a prize? Secret yes, Radio, Seaside,
yeah.
Something?
Yeah, absolutely. What would you like? Gen yourself for the circles under
sure,
your eyes.
Sure, of course. Oh, I need those. Yes,
yeah,
please.
Really? It seems to be. Where they got their money. Yeah, I'm just curious as to
how... Starz Entertainment. They partnered up with Starz Entertainment to bring more than 2,500 films to the Watch Instantly service on Starz Play, and then it began Netflix.
For those of you who are wondering what President Obama said to Mr. Netanyahu...
Who's killing that cat? Do you have a Korean restaurant next door that's the cat hanging
okay,
out
connected? Okay, I see you just connected.
Oh, this is great.
Hang on.
All right. Vinci, would you do me a favor?
This is actually now a train wreck, officially. Yeah.
Can you put this down? Because I want to do some. Put Roberta down.
Hi, Dr. Yeah, Joy. Hi, Roberta. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, we'll have Dr. Joy replace Roberta in a minute. Anyway, the president, the other night, the president called Benjamin Netanyahu because, you know, Netanyahu is very vocal. It's a bad deal. Iran, bang, boom, boom. So guess what we did to calm down the Israelis?
Give him some money, Doug. Yep. For $500.
Yep. Was it $500 that we gave him? How much did we give him?
We gave him like $100, I think. $100 million or something.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Go away. Leave us alone. And
you know, really, so we make this terrible deal, in my opinion, mm-hmm. and then we send them millions of dollars to Israel to make them feel better. I mean, we are getting it in the tuchus. I mean, yeah. That is just a bad deal.
This on the day.
And bad money. And
when
tuchus.
The Treasury Department notifies us that there are, this was sort of a leak, $2.5 trillion in take-in. IRS has taken in $2.5 trillion so far in the first 9 months of this fiscal year, more than has ever been taken into over a similar period of time in the history of our country, and we're still $300 billion over budget for this year, and we're going to give these guys
but here's some, hush
some money. Yeah, that's funny. Go away.
Because they know we
where does
we
this
totally
discretionary money
Israel.
Come from? How is there a budget item that says slush fund for the president to use?
That was actually put in under the Clinton administration. He needed a little extra hush money. He's the one that started the line item, I believe.
God bless us all.
By the way, Doug.
Yes, Richie.
Michael Milken.
Milken, thank you.
Caller just called.
Michael
him,
Milken. Yeah. Thank you very much to the caller. 888-302-3684. There was a guy that was just horribly vilified and did a lot of good things. Went to jail for junk bond stuff. Fined $350 million. I never got that. It's one of those examples of people going to jail. We're all talking about that now. A number of people that are in jail ought not to be in there. He was a guy who went to jail. Shouldn't have gone. Shouldn't have spent a 5 minute... Not 10 minutes in jail. And the list of bad credit cards because of their fees is out. So those of you who are consumers, be wary. Creditcards.com has this list of cards with the most fees and the fewest fees. The first is Premier Bank. They're the worst ones. Credit card fees. And their secured MasterCard, which has 12 potential chargebacks for you. The PenFed Promise Visa card is the best bet, charging no fees at all. It was the exception with the rule being that of the 100 cards surveyed, most of them had 6 different fees. The fees you have to pay most likely are for late payments or for cash advances, interest rate 29%. I like them apples, boys and girls. You just have to better manage your money. It's hard to do sometimes, but other than that, you're going to get it in the chops. Why do you think these banks make so much money? Hello. Ding, 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 ding. One more item before we get Joy Brown on to discuss with you. I think the Joy I go to for a lot of great expertise when it comes to just dealing with reality, dealing with the realities of the day. If you have a stressful life and that's part of your reality, Joy's going to give you some tips on how to alleviate that. First, though, the story at DougStephan.com. This is actually quite a good story. I find this to be very intriguing, how these new food powders that are being made from produce that's not supposed to be any good anymore, they dry it and grind
really
it up.
Cool.
And it will help, according to the stories anyway, to feed lots of people who otherwise would have no food. The most common reasons for food waste, mindless consumption, we prepare more than we need, we don't use the food. What is the number? Like 40% of all the food bought in America is wasted?
Yeah.
Isn't it a number like that? Something like that. So what they're trying to do, and then multiply that times the amount of food around the globe that is lost or wasted, there are billions, hundreds of billions of dollars in food, according to this study. So there's a new product called FOPO food powder. It's F-O-P-O, FOPO food powder. They want to become a vital component in ending world hunger. So this is a group of students who have gotten together and they've figured out how to do this. They dry they spray it and then they dry it. And it becomes, they grind it up because, you know what it is? It's super beets.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
Yep.
That's what they've done here. They've taken super beets and made it, they've taken bananas and raspberries and mango, pineapple, all kinds of stuff, different types of foods. They're giving them flavoring, but this is just like super beets. All right, no wasted time here. Dr. Joy Brown up next. How may we help you? We'll figure it out in a moment because there are a lot of things that you need help on, and I'm going to help you with at least one of them in just a moment on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. It's finally time to answer the age-old question. So who talks more, men or women? Whom do you think? The answer, but first the social science of it.
Talk to my baby.
Now, don't believe everything you hear. Some unnamed biased sources have alleged that a loquacious woman uses 7,000 words a day to a man's Church 2000. Well, new research suggests that's just plain out old bulls.
I told you so.
Who talks more, men or women? They both blather on and on and on at the same rate. Talk is contextual and dependent on what people are doing and with whom. What's the cheap psychological trick? People won't care how much you talk if what you say has substance and value. So if your talk is chock full of stuff I need to know, talk as much as you like. And you know what? I'll listen. So if you have a question, send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green. Harrison with you. In our People Like You series, we went to the Los Angeles suburb of Burbank and found this 20-something who found comfortable ways of going green.
You can get an aerated faucet, which will cut down how much water you're using in the shower. You can fill up a water bottle, put it in your gas tank, or you're not your gas tank, your toilet tank.
Well, for many, it is the same.
Water. Yeah, right. Just use less and try to be really conscious of it. It's just a different way of thinking. If you're aware of what you're doing, you'll see these habits that are bad. You know, not shutting doors like the refrigerator, leaving it open. Turn off all your lights when you leave. Power strips, turn them off. It just cuts down on energy.
You picked the right girlfriend.
She's amazing. Yeah.
From one of us to all of us. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call Invent Help. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star was a two-time runner-up in the AL MVP voting. He won three rings with the Oakland A's, and his Game 5 home run off Mike Marshall clinched the last of those titles.
One out away from the championship by the Oakland A's.
So, where is Joe Rudy now? Joe was part of one of the most famous voided transactions in history when his sale from the A's to the Red Sox was stopped in 1976. These days, Joe does the selling. He's a real estate broker in Oregon. Joe's also a ham radio operator. He competes several times a year with his friends to see who can make the most contacts in a 48-hour stretch. Joe Rudy. What a ham. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a million. The Min!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
Today on App Check, Mini Gore. Help John Gore fill his enemies full of lead. Better than most shooters, additional characters are a dollar each. Mini Gore. It's a hit.
The Movie Man. 6-second DVD review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The Mini.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
It's 14 before the hour, 46 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and I have Dr. Joy Brown with us, who has a great radio program heard every day around the country from noon to 3 East Coast time. You can reach her by dialing 855-99-DR-JOY or send her a question at drjoy.com. She will be happy, in fact, joyful, in responding to your questions. So here's my question. How do we, living the life that we live, and no matter what our age, we seem to be more stressed than used to be the case. This becomes a trite question sometimes, except that I think that there are new ways to address multitasking. Is that kind of, I mean, is that what creates stress, doing more than one thing at a time?
Yeah, the notion that people can really multitask well seems to not be an accurate perception. That what you need to do is concentrate. The way to get something done most effectively and most efficiently is to focus on what you're doing and then move on to the next task rather than trying to move back and forth. The brain doesn't actually work terribly well doing that. It will work, but it's not nearly as efficient or effective. And you know that. I mean, you know, if you're trying to talk on the phone and cook something, you're likely to, the person on the phone isn't getting your full attention, and you're likely to burn something on the stove. Trying to carry on two conversations at the same time is not possible. I mean, the notion that we really can separate tasks and do them simultaneously is not very accurate.
Okay, so how often is it that people recognize that and they learn to lean on others, depend on others? I don't think there's anything wrong with asking other people for help. I have not been good at it during my life, but I'm learning to be better at it because you can't do all the things many times that you need to do or want to do.
Well, I think there's a difference between multitasking and asking for help. Multitasking is just trying to do a whole bunch of things simultaneously as opposed to doing a whole bunch of things serially. So what you want to do, this is very true of people who are procrastinators. They tend to underestimate the amount of time things take, to underestimate the pleasure that they get, to underestimate the number of things they have to do. So no matter what they're doing, they're always worried about being behind or what they didn't do before. And that's a great example of stress as opposed to multitasking per se, which is not being focused on what you're doing at this moment. And the first thing to do if you think that you're just overwhelmed is make a list of everything you have to do and then decide what's pleasurable to do. And things that aren't pleasurable, you may want to delegate.
Mm-hmm.
Or pay someone to do, or, as you say, ask for some help.
You know, one of the things that I have, I think I've preached is divorcing digital stuff, the devices that we have around us all day long, and don't take them to your bedroom with you, and don't take them to the bathroom with you, and just, you know, leave them off to the side. And yet, now I've started listening to meditations at night as I go to sleep, and that requires you to use a digital device. But the material that comes out of it seems to be great at de-stressing, and I wonder.
Okay, well, one of the reasons that we don't, there are two reasons we don't want digital devices in the bedroom. One is just the distraction factor, and yours obviously isn't used for distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is simply that the light that illuminates our digital, you know, gadgets,
right,
it turns out to be very counterproductive to sleep. So as long as whatever you're using doesn't light up, so you may want to use like an iPod rather than your phone,
yep,
or something that doesn't have a light, or if you're going to do it, you know, turn it with the light down. It's why I think it's always amazed me that people have televisions in their bedroom and try to go to sleep with a television on, because we know that that light actually is one of the things that stimulates the brain to wakefulness. So, if you're going to do something that you want to listen to, at least try maybe a sleep mask or turn it where the light's down.
See why so many people listen to her radio program, Dr. Joy Brown, 855-99-DR-JOY. Call that number anytime and ask her a question or visit her website, drjoy.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
If we have some confetti, we'll be stowing on Tom Parsons from bestfares.com because he has some Lollapalooza airfares domestically. All of a sudden, it's gotten reasonable to plan a trip. You don't have to mortgage your house or buy a ticket. We'll find out how some of that is going to work to your benefit in just a moment here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, did you know that your music choices speak volumes about your personality? Here's what your musical tastes say about you and, of course, the social science of it. Is country music your favorite? Well, you're athletic and reliable. Are you into rock? You're social but easily stressed. Is pop your thing? Well, you're friendly but sometimes have difficulty getting your point across. Are you a classical music lover? You're reflective and complex with a gift for language. Finally, jazz. You got it all. You're outgoing, social. You're easy to talk to. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, humans use all sorts of Facebook-esque things, you know, like music, movies, and books, to help us predict another's personality. But get this, these superficial things cannot predict emotional stability. That you gotta find out the hard way. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
All right, let's get to the heart of the matter here to benefit those of you who are travelers, more and more people using air travel. Before we get to some of the bargains, two things happened in air travel. One was a fire on an engine on a Southwest plane taking off from Chicago Midway. News media played it up for about 24 hours, and then it disappeared, as is usually the case when those things are not as bad as maybe the rumors would have us think they are. Is that reasonable? When it comes to Southwest, there have been questions in the last few years about how they maintain their planes, because they've been fined a bunch by the feds. But their planes always seem, they look clean, they seem A-OK, they have a good airline. So what, is there anything there to worry about?
I don't know. I don't think so. They get rid of their planes pretty, they keep them a little bit longer than they used to.
Yeah.
But they get top dollar on the foreign markets where they sell.
So they sell off their planes in what, 10, 12, 15? When, how often do they sell?
Yeah, it's most? Probably, well, it used to be like 11, 12 years, but the planes are being made like workhorses now. They last a little bit longer. And you know, Southwest has over 700 planes now.
Really?
Wow.
But they have, when you look at the fleets of the other airlines, American and United, maybe, well, Delta, all of them have planes. American now touts that they have the youngest fleet, well, on average, because they replaced 450 planes in the last 2.5-3 years. But there are plenty of planes that don't have to be. You see, this is the fallacy of this. Good planes, well taken care of, last 30 to 35 years in commercial service. So the only reason that these guys go out and buy new planes is because there's either a great lease deal. It would be cheaper in many instances for the airlines to just change the engines to make them more fuel efficient and keep running the plane. 757 is the best example I can think of when it comes to that. They are a beautiful plane.
American had to get rid of the MD-80. It was a gas.
They still have them. They're using them in Chicago to do 2.5 hours.
What kind of wing nuts do they use on the wheels on those MD-80s?
They don't have that. Right. They're replacing them slowly, but they'll be out of it.
Yeah.
They're 40% more fuel than the 737.
So but in talking about whether people should be worried about getting on a Southwest plane because there was a fire, no. Any more than they should be worried about getting on a United plane because of the system breaking down this week. All the computers, what did that do to the people who were waiting in line? Spend a few seconds talking about that.
Yeah, I'm just saying we have incidents, but if you look at it, air travel is still the safest way to travel. It's much safer than trains or planes. I mean, the planes and trains and automobiles and all that, and even cruise ships. But we have sometimes you have a fluke and something goes wrong, and you got to fix it and hopefully catch it before it happens. And
all right,
I can't. Domestically, I think we're pretty safe.
All right, so how about best you have found some fares? Spend 60 seconds telling us about some.
Well, I think if you're going to Florida, look at Fort Lauderdale. Even from Los Angeles, you can get there for $234. Okay, if you're going coast to coast, Atlanta is also a hot destination. From LA right now, it's $151 round trip nonstop. Only on Wednesdays, but it's on American nonstop. And it's in Atlanta too, or Tampa and Orlando and Akron and Indianapolis is $98. Dallas to LA is $141. But Fort Lauderdale is $113. Chicago is the other city you might want to look at.
So,
cheap airfares.
Then what the best thing to do is to pick and choose and look around, and you may find something that benefits you if you want to take a trip later in the summer. 59 after, Tom Parsons on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Ambition Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.